Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It's Kate here from the Nutrition Network, and we've got Zane with us here. And Zane is a new sponsor, actually, relatively, and he is from London Nootropics. I hope I said that right. And we love them already because what's not to like? It's about coffee. So, Zane, welcome.
Hey, Kate, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. You've been a popular kind of new member, really, and because it's all about coffee, isn't it? And we were next door, I was standing next door to you at IPM, and you had a massive queue snaking round the block to try and get a cup of your nectar. So tell us tell us about that. I mean, that fair, and then we'll sort of track backwards and talk about you and the company and everything. But did you, so it was really popular. So what was the feedback, and why do you think people were queuing up for your coffee?
So, well, thanks for the lovely intro. So we came to the fair because we launched on the Natural Dispensary and they invited us along to serve some coffee. And yeah, I think that fair was incredible because we found, since we launched our brand 2 years ago, that nutritionists and practitioners and people in well-being and health, they like resonates well with what we're doing, especially nutritionists who are then advising clients who have like digestive issues or anxiety, etc., to try our coffee as an alternative to standard coffee.
Yeah, because, you know, when I trained, coffee was a sort of one of the things. So I trained in the last century, I always say, and coffee was sort of almost like a big no-no. We sort of, for clients, we immediately said, you must give up the coffee. But that's really changed. I mean, obviously, there's been quite a lot of research about cognitive stuff and, you know, coffee being, I suppose it opens up the blood vessels into the brain and things like that. So, and Alzheimer's. I believe, but I'm sort of slightly, you know, what do you call it, churning out stuff I probably don't know much about. But so why do you think coffee has become such a huge trend over these last sort of 25 years?
So I think, like you said, like especially in nutrition space, whereas people before were kind of like, I should get my client off coffee. I think the way we look at it is that coffee has some benefits, but also has side effects, right?
Yeah.
So the benefits, like you mentioned, specific studies that have come out with, say, like your brain health and Alzheimer's and stuff, like caffeine in coffee is considered a nootropic, as in it helps with cognitive function. I think the main benefit to everyone's day is it just gives you a boost. It wakes you up. It the way it works is caffeine blocks your adenosine receptors, which make you drowsy. So if you need a lift to your day, it's like the go-to, right? But so many people have negative side effects from coffee that they'll go off coffee, or they'll be like, listen, I get too anxious from coffee, or I get shakes from coffee, right?
But I mean, I don't know if you this is where you go with it, but apparently that might be also about the purity of the coffee. So the molds on the coffee, is there anything to that? Like 100%. In other words, the shakes and the anxiety is actually not quite so much from the caffeine, because sometimes you can have a bad cup of coffee, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's not really how many cups you've had, but it's the coffee you've had. Do you think there's any truth in that?
I think, yeah, 100%. And it's like, even people say like the altitude where the coffee beans are grown can have an impact in the physical makeup of the coffee, which can then in turn impact those things, right? So with what we do is we test the actual coffee itself for mold, for toxins, for heavy metals, etc., to make sure it's clean. But even like caffeine alone, some people are so sensitive to it. We found with adaptogens, they can help balance those sensitivities. So for example, with coffee and caffeine, it can increase our cortisol, our stress hormone, which leads to the shakes and the kind of, some people have their heart racing, some people feel a bit anxious. Ashwagandha, which is one of the adaptogens in our Zen blend, it works on our adrenals to help balance our cortisol. So it kind of like negates the cortisol spike while allowing you to benefit from the coffee in your day.
Yeah, so yes, which brings us to actually, let's go just track backwards, because so you started the company to, is it, so it's your company, is it, Zane?
So yeah, me and my co-founder shares.
Right. And so what gave you the idea?
So nothing to do with being sensitive to caffeine. This was like a byproduct. So we it all started one day when I was staying with Shez in Bournemouth, and his cousin, who's a boxer, gave us a chemical-laced pre-workout drink, to give us a boost. Like, he was going to gym every day, said, "Guys, come." Now we got a massive boost, like energy boost. But then we had a come down afterwards and we felt like crap. So we continued going to the gym, but we started having coffee as a natural pre-workout. But we wanted more than just the standard coffee, right? Which you get a little spike from caffeine, then you get a crash, and then you want another coffee. So we started adding other natural ingredients to coffee as like our own natural pre-workout, as opposed, like, as an alternative to those chemical-laced pre-workout drinks people get. So we had this, and then we started pre-making them into little pots, all blended up already, and like, we were quite enjoying it. It was just for ourselves, and we started handing out to a few people at the gym. We're like, "Listen, look what we made. Try this." And quite a few people are like, "You guys should make this into a product. I would buy it." So we were like, "This could be pretty good." And we met up with a nutritionist, who has like a good background in this area, and she's worked with many brands. And we said, like, "What's your advice?" Like, me and Chez, we at the time, we didn't have like a huge nutritional background and knowledge in this space. We were literally just freelancing and freestyling and finding what people are doing on the internet and being like, "Oh, okay, some guarana extract's got more caffeine. This is going to give us more boost," where it's kind of like counterintuitive to what we ended up at. So she introduced us to medicinal mushrooms and adaptogens, and was like, "Listen, guys, put this stuff in the coffee. It will do X, Y, and Z. It will give you sustained energy without a crash." So we started trying them, and I think it's like the first time I tried adaptogens, it was like light bulb turned on in my head. Not just like business idea light bulb, but light bulb as in like a physical, "Oh, my brain switched on. I feel focused. I feel clear." It's just like, "Oh, so this is how thinking is meant to be, right?" And we started having adaptogens every single day. So not just say as a pre-workout, but like depending on what we needed in that day. So say one day I woke up, I had a foggy, like brain fog in the morning. It's like, "Okay, I want to have mental clarity. I want to focus. I want to have like a really productive morning because I've got loads of work to do." So I'd have some different, like a different blend of adaptogens for that. Like, I might have a bit of rhodiola, which is good for cognitive and physical performance. So we were going down this path, and then we're still working on the pre-workout. And then one day it was like, "Hold on, why are we still trying to make a pre-workout when we're taking them every day, depending on what we need?" So then we created the three different adaptogenic coffee blends, to help you find your flow and stay balanced depending on what you need. So to like give you a very brief overview, there's the flow blend for mental clarity and focus with lion's mane, the brain mushroom. There's the Zen blend, which is for like stress and anxiety to help you stay balanced. It's our most balancing blend. And then you've got Mojo, which is essentially the pre-workout, but it's much more than that. It's like good if you're fatigued, if you're traveling, if you need a little immune boost. And then we've got the three blends. So depending on what you need, you can wake up your brain, wake up your body, or help you stay balanced.
Well, yes, and I have to say as well, I mean, not that, I mean, it does matter, I think, which is the packaging is really lovely, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of, yeah, it's, I don't know what it, you describe it as, but really, clean and modern, and but it sort of feels really personal. It feels like, do you know what I mean? It feels sort of that you're being coddled and taken care of. I mean, I don't know if that's what you were planning with that.
Again, we kind of just freelanced it, freestyled it, I should say. So yeah, we wanted to go for like very natural and minimalistic. Like the natural is because we only use natural ingredients and that should be reflected in there. But yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it feels something you, what's the word? It's like a ritual, you know, I think that's really important, you know. So yeah, because I'm a sort of a fairly recent reconvert back to coffee, because yeah, I mean, I find after a while the coffee, I mean, you know, I think that's really nice. I'll have 2 cups. No, I'll have three, and then it's sort of, I'm about in a really bad cycle, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's nice to have something that you feel is giving you a bit of a benefit while you're drinking it. Are the sort of doses in it, are they proven to be effective, or are you, how did you come up with that?
So there's a few different things we look at. And on that first comment that you made on like you want another cup, a lot of our customers say they used to have 4 or 5 coffees a day, and now they just have 1 or 2 of ours because
Well,
you
that
don't
is
get the
true,
crash,
actually.
right?
You don't need more than one, actually. I've found. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
interesting.
everyone's
Yeah.
unique, but yeah, with the adaptogens, you tend not to get the spike and the crash from
Yeah.
caffeine. You get sustained energy. So dosage wise, it's interesting. So the first thing with adaptogens is the total amounts are important. What's also important are the active compounds and quality of the extract, right? Because you can put loads of lion's mane extract in, but it could just be full of grain or rubbish, basically. So the first thing we did, and it took us 2 years, is to test every single adaptogen powder that we could get our hands on, and we import them from all over the world. So lion's mane, we must have tested 20 different extracts at least, till we found one that we're like, this is consistently high and rich in active compounds, it's good quality, and it tastes good as well. And then when we're adding them to each coffee, there were certain adaptogens that we love. We added them in, they just ruin the whole cup. They're just
Yeah.
overpowering. They're so bitter. So it was like a fine line between maximizing the amount of high quality adaptogens for an effective dosage while not drinking a cup of mud. So we wanted it to taste delicious and a good experience and easily incorporate them into your daily kind of diet. Now, the other thing we're kind of looking at is what if someone does have 2 or 3 cups in a day? Then are they going to take too much of a certain adaptogen? So that's another thing we bear in mind. So in the end, this is how we came up with the initial dosages, and also looking at studies. So all the adaptogen companies that we buy from, well, most of them have their own clinical studies. So for example, KSM 66, they were doing studies with a couple 100 milligrams of ashwagandha. Now we were like, do we need to add that much to 1 cup of coffee if someone has 1 or 2? And we have another adaptogen inside each of our blends. So there's 2 adaptogens in each blend, and they work synergistically together. So in Zen, you've got ashwagandha working on your adrenals and CBD working on your endocannabinoid system. So they actually advised us, you don't actually need that much if you want these effects. The study is looking at, say, women's health or testosterone in men or X, Y, and Z, and they're using these amounts purely because they're studying it. Whereas I like, if you're doing it in a coffee, it's like you're balancing the ashwagandha with the caffeine, with the CBD, and you're not selling people a supplement here. Whereas if they want a supplement, they should take a supplement separately, and they can always top it up. You're just adding it into their daily lives in a convenient way where they're going to get benefits from the coffee and benefits from the adaptogen and helps them stay balanced and find their flow in their day.
So it's also presumably it's an immediate in effect effect from that one cup rather than something like in a supplement might be a sort of therapeutic dose for something. I suppose that's the rationale, isn't it?
I think there are immediate effects and long-term benefits from adaptogens. So for example, like ashwagandha will immediately work on your systems and stuff. So while you're having the coffee, lots of our customers who are sensitive to caffeine report it's the first time in years where they haven't experienced side effects from coffee, and they can enjoy coffee and get the benefits in their day again. And then other adaptogens like lion's mane mushroom, it's known to increase nerve growth factor in your brain. And this does what it says on the tin. It's a chemical that increases the growth of new neurons. And over time, it showed that taking lion's mane regularly, you can have improved memory, improved verbal fluency, and improved cognitive health. So there are immediate and longer term benefits. And while we're on that point, generally, adaptogens you don't need to cycle. Like you should, like there's benefits of taking them regularly and long term. The only thing that for some people is good to cycle is coffee and caffeine on its own, right? Because you can build up a tolerance to it, which is not the case with the adaptogens that we use in our blends.
So, do you recommend people have a break then, or is it just like with the adaptogen, you don't need to have the break from the caffeine?
So we say with adaptogens, on their own or with coffee, like generally, no, I wouldn't take a break, and I would continue taking them regularly for the benefits. But everyone's unique. Now, I've had coffee probably daily for years, right? And I haven't built up a large tolerance. I haven't said had to increase from one cups to two cups to six cups to have the same effect. I've always had one or two cups a day. Like maybe three on like a day where I'm like,
Special
listen,
occasions.
special occasion, yeah, or I'm like super tired and I'm like, cool. So everyone's unique, and it's about listening to yourself and your internal systems. Maybe you're like, someone's like, do you know what? I'm not getting what I used to out of this. Maybe take a few days off, let your system reset and have a break from it, and then go back to it. I think it's about listening to your internal cues and finding what works best for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's such a one of the rituals in life that's such a pleasure, isn't it? The sort of, coffee. So where do you get your coffee from? And how do you sort of check? I mean, I'm sure I don't know anything really about the coffee market at all, but I must say, I bet it's a real minefield because these beans are being grown far away. You don't know who the middlemen are. I mean, how do you make sure that you're getting what you think you're getting?
So first of all, it's like who you partner with. So we partnered with a very ethical coffee company. We've got all the badges, all the fair trade, et cetera, to make sure they're ethical, like they look after their farmers that they work with. We tested a lot of different coffee powders. We used a powder, so like it's a microground barista instant coffee powder. Because when we started learning about coffee, we realized that the only kind of process that's happening here is the way they extract the coffee. It's spray dried, so they're just heating it up to like 200-300 degrees. It's nothing really added or taken away. And then after they've done that, that's basically the powder. It's the instant powder, and they add in 6% ground coffee afterwards. Now, because a lot of people are like, listen, I only want that freshly ground stuff, right? Which is very nice, and we like. Now, what we realized is that depending on how you make the coffee, if you've got freshly ground coffee, you might be filtering out some of the active compounds in the mushrooms and the adaptogens. And we wanted everything to be in the cup. So this is why we went for like this coffee powder, and it is delicious. And yeah, then the coffee powder that we have, like the beans are grown in South America and Asia. It's a mix of Robusta and Arabica. Now, a lot of people are like, why don't you just get like 100% Arabica? So much nicer. We tested so many coffees with the adaptogens, and this one just paired so much nicer. So I think when we set out, we're like, yes, we're gonna, and then we can put on the title 100% Arabica. But then when we actually tested them, we're like, well, this just tastes the best with the adaptogens. It just goes so well. Like, it's almost a little bit chocolatey, people say. So we were like, this is the coffee that we're going to use. And all the testing that they sent us was really good in terms of like heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera. And we did our own tests and we're like, yeah, this
Did
is
you
the.
sort of toy with the idea of a ground coffee? I mean, a fresh ground coffee, or did you just dismiss it straight away, sort of this
We
because of the adaptogens in effect?
looked at it and we're like, okay, it wasn't like an instant no. It was more like how do we know that anything will be filtered out? Because people can use a filter machine, or they can use a cafetiere, or they can use like a bean to cup machine. And we're like, well, technically, there's so many different processes involved. Some people are using all these different machineries nowadays, and they're like, okay, you got the filter paper, and then some of these machines are like over 100 degrees, and we're like, don't know about this stuff. So we're like, the actual powder in the single serve sachets, super convenient to take with you wherever you want, and super easy to make. So we're like, all right, let's go for this.
Well, also presumably you've got your sort of, if you've got the adaptogens in the powder, you sort of know how much is in there. But whereas if you, with a fresh ground coffee idea, you know, in effect, it's in the whole. You've got to, you can't pack it in individual. I mean, you could do it in pods and stuff, as you said, but it'd be a bit of a faff. Plus, you've got this heating up effect, which might ruin the effect of the adaptogen. So there's all sorts of, you know, quality control issues where you might not get people having the effect. In other words, if they're doing an ashwagandha coffee and expecting the result of that, they might not be getting it because the dose might not be equal. So I can see why you went for it. I don't think, you know, I think, you know, initially you do think to yourself, well, I do like the ground coffee. You know, it's almost a snob value thing. But actually, I think I definitely I carry a few in my handbag. And then
Nice, love
I
it.
give them to people as well. So, you know,
You're so
I give them
nice.
out to people. Out there. So you make friends as well
That's
if
how
you
you
employ
spin
that strategy.
it.
But also,
Love it.
it is easy, just like you would a herbal tea, carry that with you.
Yeah, it's easy. Another thing came to mind, like when we were speaking to coffee companies, there were some guys that were like, when we roast the beans, we can infuse them with CBD, or we can infuse it with this and that. And I'm like, how like what heat are you roasting the beans, and how do you know that you're not destroying whatever you're infusing into the beans? And there was all these like people just do things, and then it's not, I don't know, I don't think it's tested at the end for the active compounds. And that's before you even, start making it, like people are making it at home. But yeah, the convenience factor is good. Keep on handing them out, Kate.
keep on handing them out. No, it's good, you know, literally our people are really grateful. It's like, you know, I've got another thing I hand out, which is a bit random, which is like crystals. I have a whole load of crystal. I'm not a crystal person, by the way, either. It's not like, I mean, it's respect for people who are, but you know, I'm not a sort of ning-nong crystal person, but I have some in my bag, and then when somebody needs a crystal or a coffee, I've got it there. I don't know
Love
the
it.
connection, if there is
I
any.
love it. We have some really nice crystals in a adaptogenic coffee pop-up bar
Well,
in
there you
London.
go. That's probably why I'm doing it.
Yeah, you should
Yeah.
come. We've got a
So,
little
where's your
mushroom one.
pop-up?
It's in Piccadilly Circus.
Oh,
So
wow.
in
That's pretty
central
central.
London, yeah.
Where's that? Whereabouts?
So
Is it a
you
sort
know
of
that.
like an outside thing or an inside thing?
So it's both. I guess
Right.
it's inside a building, but
Right.
it's you have to go outside to get inside the building.
No.
As in,
I thought you meant like a van, like that's what I'm looking
oh
for.
no, it's we're running a proper operation here.
Oh, a
So
proper. This is not just a van thing. Yeah.
so it's you've got the Piccadilly Circus lights on
Yeah.
the big wall, and below that you've got the boots, and then next to the boots, so right below the
Yeah.
lights, like it's
I
a
know.
really good central,
Wow. That's a pretty top gig there you've got.
Yeah, we were really, really lucky, and like kind of just the opportunity landed in our lap. So it used to be Barclays Bank, and an art charity called Coppel took it over. So they've got some galleries going on in the space, and they were like, "Do you guys want to open like a coffee pop-up bar with your brand?" And we were like, "This sounds super cool and like super central." So yeah, we just did it. We called it Shroom Town because we've got all different medicinal mushroom products and
Yeah.
chocolates and brands there. So
Wow, how's that going?
really, really good, really
Yeah.
good. I
And do
was there
people buy?
yesterday.
Oh, go on. Yeah, apart from yesterday. What are you
I was
gonna
there
do?
yesterday. I was making myself some
Oh,
coffee.
good. Yeah. So what was I gonna say? So do you then get, obviously you're selling the product there. So do you get people buying the product from having had the coffee then? Or yeah. So I mean, it's also retail in effect for the product.
Exactly. So we've got some retail shelves, and yeah, we tell people like if they come back and they're like, "Do you know what? I really, really enjoyed that." Say like, "Listen, if you wanna have boxes, we've got boxes. We've got mushroom tinctures. We've got mushroom superfood blends, mushroom chocolates, mushroom extract powders.
It's
We've got the
Shroom
works.
Town, as you say.
Shroom Town, baby."
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a magical place where you just walk in and become practically a mushroom. Yeah, I'm liking it. So are you branching out into shrooms generally from coffee, or is the shrooms just a sort of add-on thing that happens to be attached to the coffee? Do you see what I mean?
So two out of three of our blends have medicinal mushrooms. So Flow has lion's mane and Mojo has cordyceps. Then with Shroom Town, me and Chez, like we're very busy, and we thought, you know what, this is probably too much to take on our own. And we were collaborating a lot with a brand called Oh My Shrooms, run by Eileen, who makes these delicious adaptogenic mushroom chocolates, right? So we'd been to a few shows together, and we suggested, like, why don't we do it together? And instead of calling it like the London Nootropics adaptogenic coffee bar, we'll call it something neutral like Shroom Town. And then it kind of just evolved because we're meeting shroomy brands. We were at like a medicinal mushroom farm in Finland, and those guys were like, "Listen, can we have our tinctures at Shroom Town?" We're like, "Yeah, sure." And then we met another mushroom brand. They're like, "Can we have our superfood blends there?" We're like, "Yeah, sure." We recently got a mushroom cacao mix in from another brand. So yeah, all the shroomy brands coming together. I love it.
Wow, it's a sort of you're under one sort of little toadstool or something. You're under one umbrella. That's great. So you
Shroomageddon.
meet your community. Because mushrooms are really, I mean, we have another in the network. We have a mushroom brand that, well, we have two, I think, actually, funnily enough,
Nice.
and they're absolutely gorgeous. And there's one really good interview actually, which I'll tell you about afterwards. But it's such a good interview about mushrooms because, I am also, it's everybody's bored to tears with this, probably because I've mentioned it a few times. And also because, well, anyway, the short version is I'm doing an MA in food, anthropology of food. But because of the pandemic, I've put it on hold now for 2 years. So I've done 2 years and I need to complete one more. And, but anyway, it's the anthropology of food. Now, the big thing in anthropology of food is mushrooms. I mean, well, it's there's a big book which is called The Mushroom at the End of the World, which is a great, great book. I know I'm exciting you because you're a mushroom man, so I'm hoping to get your enthusiasm on this. And it's really about sort of you look at it from an anthropological way, meaning it's about the interaction, of the human with the mushroom and how these two worlds intersect and how they influence each other. Because mushrooms, you know, they have the micella and they have all of this. It's almost like a network. And, you know, it's actually, there's quite a lot of parallels between the human world and between the mushroom world. I think that's why we're kind of so fond of them, really. So anyway, it's just a really interesting interview about that book. And if you want to read it, it's by somebody called Anna Sue. And it's really actually anthropological books are so unbelievably turgid. But this, you know, if you happen to be in your car and listen to it on, I think it's on Audible, it's interesting because it's tracking all the workers who come and work with these mushrooms. And it's about how mushrooms interact with capitalism and how where these mushrooms end up and who profits and who loses from this relationship. Anyway, it's all about mushrooms. So I just in your mushroom world, they might be interested in that sort of vibe, you know.
The mushroom at the end of the world.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's as I say, it's the sort of thing where you're driving, if you do, or you're going up to town to the shroom town, it's a sort of have on the Audible and just, you know, just rather than reading it, it's about time, isn't it, really? Then, at the end of the day, not the end of the world. That's what we're doing right now. The end of the world. That's tomorrow. Anyway, so basically, where were we before I got diverted into anthropology? Yeah, so tell me, so all these different things like lion's mane, you know, let's go backtrack as well, because we are nutritional therapists. We're not necessarily herbalists. We're not, some of us might be herbalists, but we're not specifically herbalists. So, you know, we know a bit about ashwagandha. Obviously, that's not a mushroom. That's an Indian herb, adaptogenic for adrenals. What else are the benefits of that?
Ashwagandha is incredibly balancing. So it works on your adrenals, helps you balance your hormones. But if you go on the KSM 66 website, they're the branded ashwagandha extract, and they're known
what
to be
it
like KSM 66, and like most like high quality products with ashwagandha in use KSM 66. It's like the world's best ashwagandha. This is what they say on their website, and they've got loads of clinical trials in so many different areas. Like it's great with women's health, it's great with stress and anxiety, testosterone, loads of things. And like we mentioned, like with coffee, it's very balancing. So it's in Zen.
So it was really you working with this nutritionist that you came up with this, the what you were going to put in each one. So which one does the ashwagandha appear in? Which coffee?
In a Zen blend.
In your Zen. And what's the pairing with ashwagandha?
With CBD. So
CBD,
we use a water soluble CBD powder with CBD. Like if you're having an oil, it's best taken under your salivary glands. And if you're ingesting CBD, you have higher bioavailability. So you absorb more when you use like a water soluble powder. So this is why we use that. And that's from a hemp farm in New York State. And the idea behind Zen was if you're stressed and anxious, it's hard to find your flow and be your most productive self. So you've just come out of a stressful meeting with one client and now you've got to sit down and do all your client plans. It's like, are you going to be really productive if you're stressed about something? What we quickly realized after we launched is that people were saying that they had Zen and they don't get any side effects from coffee. And we're like, oh, because me and Chez, like, we have coffee fine. Like, we don't get any anxiety or jitters or shakes or heart racing. We're absolutely fine with caffeine. But we realize that, you know what, it affects so many people. And they're all saying that Zen is incredible. So we started, like, now when people are like, do you guys do decaf? And we're like, is it because you want it in the evening or are you sensitive to caffeine? And if they're like, they're sensitive to caffeine, we're like, listen, try Zen and see how you do. Try half a cup to start with. So that is, that's our Zen blend.
Yeah, because I was going to say, actually, interestingly, about meetings, I think people just get so can get so aggressive on coffee. You know, you can tell sort of like the meeting's fueled on coffee. So do you think that would help that? Do you know what I mean? Where everybody's on coffee and then somebody's standing up going, God, I tell you what, you know, 'cause then they're having the you know, a bit too much sort of energy, really. So this sort of helps to balance, you know, alert and sort of attentive, creative, without that aggressive thing that sometimes coffee can bring.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've never been in a meeting like that myself.
Where have you
But it's
been?
like, I guess it maybe my work life. I worked in a few marketing agencies and stuff, but we've been pretty chilled, pretty chilled. I'm pretty chilled anyway.
You are pretty chilled, actually, saying.
Yeah.
I have to say, you know, it belies your kind of coffee, whatever. I mean, it's a good advert because you're not a coffee, you know. But that's different coffee. That's the jittery kind of coffee, the shaky coffee. So you're not on that. So you're all right.
It's like I think people can get stressed and anxious for a whole host of reasons, right? It could be something going on in their work, in their private life, in their personal. But for whatever the reason is, if they have coffee on its own, it can then bring their cortisol up too much, right? And the whole idea behind Zen is that you can still benefit from coffee in your day without increasing your cortisol and your stress. So you can actually balance it out in some ways with the ashwagandha and CBD.
So then you've got flow, haven't you? Which is, what's the pairing there?
So flow, you have lion's mane, the brain mushroom, and rhodiola, which is a mighty adaptogen from Siberia. And rhodiola, I believe, was used by the Sherpa people when they're climbing the Himalayas, right? So those guys don't even use oxygen.
They use it.
They're just chill.
Yeah.
So rhodiola, super good for cognitive and physical performance. So it's an adaptogenic root, one of my favorites. It's quite people's like it's, I think it's new to people's palates the first time they try it. I love the smell and taste now of rhodiola, so good. And lion's mane. So I think we touched on it a little bit earlier, but yeah, it's active compounds. It's got hericinones and irinosines, and they're one of the only active compounds that are allowed to cross the blood-brain barrier, which is very protective of what it lets in the brain, right? So they're allowed in because they increase the nerve growth factor in your brain. Now, I think I read somewhere the only other active compounds and natural ingredients allowed in are like from psilocybin mushrooms and these kind of like psychoactive compounds and drugs. So it's lion's mane's a good one. Love
Yeah,
lion.
good, good, good. And so, and the last one is grind, isn't it?
No, that was what flow used to be called.
Oh, okay.
But we have on the last thing probably on medicinal mushrooms in general and lion's mane is that they've got many different properties, so like antioxidants, etc. With lion's mane, it's also known for its digestive qualities. So it's known to be good for your digestive system. So some people are quite sensitive to coffee, and we find that lion's mane pairs really well with coffee for this reason. So
Wow.
well, there you go. With Mojo now. So Mojo is the third blend.
Yeah.
This is all about your energy levels. So you can think about flow as, you know, you wake up, you've got a little bit of brain fog, you want that mental clarity and focus, and have a productive start to your day. Whereas Mojo is like you're tired, you need a natural energy boost, but you don't want to get a spike and then a crash. So it has cordyceps mushroom and Siberian ginseng. Now, with the ginseng, known to increase your blood flow around your body to give you a good boost, cordyceps is known to increase your aerobic capacity, your oxygen flow to your cells, to your body, to your brain, and it's known to boost ATP, our energy molecule. So cordyceps is like natural energy boost. Like I mentioned, there's loads of benefits to medicinal mushrooms. It's also immune boosting. It's also good for males' health. There you go. And then so Mojo is like if you're fatigued or you're going for a run, or even if you're traveling, here's another one. Cordyceps has been found to help you reset your body clock from jet lag and travel fatigue. So if you're traveling somewhere, put a sachet with you. I literally survive on it. To go somewhere, have a mojo and you're fine.
You're all good to go. Well,
Yeah.
I think it's just such a brilliant concept, and I love the story of how you started. So you were in marketing before, so all that sort of things like the packaging and the messaging was quite sort of second nature to you.
You know what? That stuff was all new. So like I was doing marketing more in like with clients, like digital marketing in like Google Ads. So it's slightly different than designing packaging and messaging. It was more about like more technical probably side of marketing things. So it was pretty new, but I think we just like in terms of the messaging and the branding and stuff, we just looked at what we liked, just went from there, just went with that
Yeah.
gap.
Well, it
Yeah.
feels very sort of heart-led, the whole thing, and it's really great. So tell me about the practitioners. How did you're obviously stocked to the natural dispensary, aren't you? So that gives you an inroad into the practitioners. But obviously the nutritionist maybe who helped you to start with, is that how you sort of got into looking at the practitioner market?
Yes and no, like pretty much straight away, she's like, this is going to be perfect for my clients. And then probably on like social media, we noticed there's a lot of different people into health and well-being who are practitioners in their own industry. So not just nutritionists, but yoga teachers, breathwork teachers, people with well-being centers and float centers where people go and lie down and like sensory deprivation tank places, people that are biohackers, like all the people in this space, they're already aware of adaptogens and they're probably taking it themselves. And a lot of them work with clients or they're, say, mini influencers online, and they would get in touch with us and say, like, oh, I'm doing a workshop on so and so. Could I get some of your adaptogenic coffee? And we'd be like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And we'd give them some, they would add it to their goodie bags or at their workshop. And the feedback would be fantastic. So it kind of grew from there. And then we realized that there's quite a few nutritionists who are recommending us to their clients. And then from there we got in touch with, or we met the natural dispensary, we bumped into them. And we said, you know, we've been recommended to go on your store. And yeah, I think it's just
From
been
there,
growing from there.
yeah, no, and I think the good thing, obviously, with the practitioner market is, of course, you caught us, and obviously they've all got people that they're seeing, so it's sort of, you're it's sort of it's like a star, effect, which is, you're reaching many people like that, which is obviously quite useful, but yeah, I mean, it's such fascinating concept. So are there lots of people who actually turn out to do this, or are people copying you? What's happening? Or are you unique?
There's definitely other brands with kind of products with medicinal mushrooms in. There's some drink brands, and I think we're unique in the sense that we don't compromise on caffeine. We think caffeine's good for you, like taken in the right amounts, it can have a really good effect to your day. We also think that we find there's quality is super important when it comes to medicinal mushrooms and adaptogens and making them bioavailable to you. So this is one thing that you have to look at. We were at this medicinal mushroom farm in Finland and they were telling us about other famous mushroom brands, and they're like, yeah, like we were going through their stages of like extraction. They're like, most people stop here and just grind it down and sell it, where it's like, actually, get here, get to the fruiting bodies. Then these methods of extraction, you're going to get the active compounds or a good amount of them.
Yeah,
And you're
and you
surprised
know,
at
with
like,
that
okay.
brand, you because you sweetly sent me some, which I think that's really good. That you know, that finish. What were they finish on Norwegian?
Finish.
Finish.
The Finnish guys,
I bet you
incredible.
they're all the Finnish guys. Also, they kind of, I don't know. You get the thing. I've got a good friend who's Finnish, so you get the impression they're very straightforward and you know, I don't know, natural living, and I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
you sort of
yeah. I mean,
trust
the
them
whole
in.
company was on, they have like a summer break. Like almost
Yeah.
everyone has to have a break over summer in Finland.
Yeah, well, they have a hard, tough winter, don't they? So I guess they've got to make
Exactly.
hay while the sun shines, so to speak. So
Exactly,
do they have
exactly.
fjord? Well, I said my geography is terrible. Are they're on the Russian side, aren't they, of Norway, in effect? So they don't have, do they have a coast? I have no idea. So they don't have the
They
fjords,
got
like,
coast.
have they?
No,
Oh.
the fjords are in Norway, right?
Yeah, the fjords are in Norway, but do does oh I don't know. I'll have to look it up on a map afterwards. I'm just thinking, is it just like on the back of Finland? Not Finland, is it the back of Norway or is it somewhere else?
No, because on the back of Norway, you've got Sweden, and then you've got Denmark there.
Yeah.
You've
So
got
where's
Denmark,
Finland? Above
Sweden, and then
Norway.
Finland's coming up from somewhere.
I better look it up
Or the
afterwards
Nordics.
before
We'll
we all.
go
No,
there.
I was just wondering if they had that lovely sort of northern, you know, like flitting around on a lovely crystal clear lake. That's what I'm imagining with crystal, with mushroom, you know, really pure
No, they do.
mushrooms and.
Do you know what they are? Yeah. And then they do have the side attached to Germany. I'm
Yeah.
sure. No, not Germany, Russia, sorry.
Russia. Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. I think we better.
they grow up north in Finland, some of their stuff as well, naturally. So
Right.
their chaga and stuff is grown like straight on, I think, birch.
So they're using their own mushrooms from the local area, are they? Because I wonder if there's another thing, which is a bit ning nong. Having said I wasn't a crystal, somebody who really naturally goes around giving out crystals to people, although I've got them in my handbag. Yeah. Anyway, I was just wondering about the sort of energetic properties of some of these things, meaning I think it's really important, obviously, where you're getting these things from. I think mushrooms are something that you feel sort of absorbs energy somehow. Is that a bit too wild a
Little
concept?
bit woo-woo, no, I'm joking. I think it's
A little bit
true.
woo.
I think it's energy in the sense of like the nutrients and the surroundings
Yeah.
that it's grown in, right? But the actual so the what they do is they actually get like these high quality strains, right? And they inoculate the trees themselves. And we were talking to them about it a lot, and they actually invented a way. They're like, look, this drill here was go goes dush dush dush, and we do it in three spots, and the people doing it don't need to get on a ladder and do it super high or anything. They know there's three on every single tree, so it's easy to harvest, right? And I was literally like, you know, you could probably like custom make a shotgun with pallets of like the mushrooms and inoculate that way. And they're like, we literally tried that. Like we literally tried that, but it's just too messy because then it's everywhere. So yeah, I
Well,
think
it sounds
that.
like you've been on a really big adventure because, you know, 2 years ago, I mean, let's not forget where we are, 2022. So you started this company, are you telling me, in 2020?
In so we were doing some research and finding the best ingredients and formulas for 2 years, and then we launched in March 2020 when everything got closed, including all the coffee shops, which
Yeah,
wasn't
good
necessarily a bad thing
timing.
for us.
Yeah. Was it good timing for you? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Well, we just quickly thought, you know what, we'll just sell online, and we've got letterbox friendly boxes, so it was a good timing in this sense, yeah.
And also, as I said, because there's quite a ritual with the packaging, it's almost quite a ritual. So, you know, I think part of going to a coffee shop is the ritual of going for coffee. You know, it's still important that,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? So actually getting something nice through the letterbox and having that sort of, you know, even the sort of almost ceremony of kind of opening the packet and stuff. So how's it been since? I mean, you know, sort of once everything's a bit more open and, you know, probably it's better. You've had quite a sort of slow on ramp, obviously, with not being able to be out there. And you've presumably that's been good because sometimes with new businesses, it can become so overwhelming. You don't know where to focus.
Yeah.
So you knew where to focus.
That sometimes. But there's like a few different markets that we've learned to, do you know what, this works really, really well for us. So for example, like retail has never been a huge area of focus for us, because we sell very well online and we have subscriptions. So in terms of like physical store retail, we haven't put so much effort. Like we'd rather focus on hospitality and corporate markets, which is doing pretty well. So we're in a few hotels. Like corporate, we partnered with like one of the big skyscraper banks in Canary Wharf, which was pretty cool. So we do stuff with these guys, which I think is a bit more fun as well. But retail wise, we have had a few organic things come in that are quite exciting. But yeah, I totally hear you with a business. It's like you've got a set amount of time and resource. Like, where do you actually focus? I think the practitioner market is definitely a place where we're seeing good value, because of the people will look up to nutritionists and practitioners for advice, right? And I think a lot of nutritionists, they realize that, do you know what, this is a high quality product that's going to make an impact on my clients. Super convenient, like clients are looking for something not complicated but super easy, right? And I think that comes from that, the whole thing. If you're looking at someone's meal plan, it's like it needs to be simple, and it needs to be something simply they can just pick up and start incorporating. And what easier way is there to say, like, do you know what, just replace your 5 cups of coffee with 2 cups of this stuff. You're going to have adaptogens in your day. They're going to help with X, Y, and Z, and they're going to help balance the coffee intake that you're having as well.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. What was I going to say? I had something really important to ask you. Oh, I was just going to say, really, what's next then, Zane?
So next, there's so many things that are next, but we're doing, like, in terms of product wise, we're working on some larger format tins. So a lot of people we find, they just have our adaption and coffee at home. So people that aren't always out and about, they're like, do you have anything? Because I don't take it away from home. Can I have a larger format? So we're looking at some tins with some larger formats. We've just finished our first ever festival called WOMAD, like the World of Music and Art, which was super fun.
Where was that? Was that in the West Country? No.
Listen, I got in the van and I
don't know where it was.
it's near Bristol.
Bristol. Yeah, no, but my friend was there. Yeah,
Bristol.
Yeah, he went. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Because he's from Froome, which is just, oh, you know, over the river. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Loads of people from Stroud were there.
Really?
There was some people from Natural Dispensary as well.
Wow.
So that was cool. And then we have another one in 2 weeks, the Medicine Festival, which seems pretty cool.
Where's that?
It's near Reading.
Right.
It's near Reading. It's a smaller one, so I think it's like 2,000 people. Quite like community driven. Like the photos show people dancing around a fire, doing some like kind of cacao ceremonies. I think it'll be really fun. And it'll be a good crowd to connect with. And I think for the rest of the year, you know, we have our adaptogenic coffee pop-up bar running.
Run out of sort of, because it's pop-up, but to a certain point, does it sort of run out of lease or whatever?
So they've got the space for a year, and it's just totally up to the landlord at the end whether the landlord wants to sell or rent it out, because it's gifted to them at the moment. So it depends what happens with the space after a year.
Wow.
But we're seeing such good, like, fantastic feedback at the moment. We didn't know if this concept would take off, because it's quite niche, right? You walk in like you think it's like a Starbucks, you want to have a cortado. And we're like, well, hold on a second. How are you feeling? We've got 3 different blends, and we explain it to people. And incredible feedback. So people are like, oh, is this a like how long are you here for? Is it new? And we're like, oh, we're here all year. And they're like, and then afterwards, like, so we're now already thinking, we've only been open a few weeks, that maybe after we make it into something more permanent. But let's see what the future holds.
Exactly. I mean, the other thing is the overheads. You know, if you've been lucky enough to have it, you know, for sort of like a gift, then you know, and those gifts, you know, when I started as a practitioner, I was given a clinic in Cavendish Square. So
Oh,
that's how I
nice.
actually took off with my clients, because I didn't have any overheads. So you know, sometimes things, lucky things do happen.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows where luck will take you, which is good. But it seems like you're in flow, you know, meaning you've got a light touch about you. You're going to see what the world brings, and I think opportunities and things tend to arrive, you know, if you're not too stressed about them, which is really quite amazing in many ways, isn't
Yeah.
it?
I mean, the amount of coincidences that have happened in the last like 2 years is incredible.
Yeah.
It's like even when we were tracing back how we got this thing and a little bit woo-woo, but we met someone, just a cool human, right? Business owner. And he was doing a lot of courses, kind of like you could classify them as woo-woo courses, like on energy and this and that. And he was doing some kind of like remote healing stuff. And he basically said to us, we met him at a homegrown club, and it was a coincidence how we met him as well. We were seeing a client who was also introducing us to the club. And so we were there for like an hour, and he was sitting somewhere else. And she said, oh, I know that guy. Like, I haven't seen him in years. I'll go and say hello. And he was basically like, oh, yeah, as soon as you guys walked in, I knew I was going to meet you. And we're like, ah, okay, interesting. And then he's like, what are you guys about? We told him. And then we went out somewhere else. And a few hours later, he really opened up and he's like, look, this is going to sound a bit woo-woo and a bit kind of out there, but you have some, like, I think the word he used was something like ancestral spirits or something, he said. And he goes like, it sent shivers up my spine. He's like, look, they're following you and they're helping you in what you're doing. And then it was like, okay, now all these stories of things that have happened to us, there might be more something out there about where we're going and stuff. I don't know. He goes, these things are helping you. And it was a bit woo-woo, but it was kind of cool at the same time.
Well,
Just another way to look at
yeah,
things, right?
you know, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, again, I think it's how we look at reality. And, you know, over the last 2 years, I think we can safely say that, you know, is it a dream or is it just reality? I think that's a song from, you know, I won't sing it, Bohemian Rhapsody. But you know what I mean? It's just like, well, why not? Reality can be something completely different. So maybe he had a point, you know, who knows?
Maybe we'll see what
Well, you
happens
might
in
as
the
well have
next
the good
year.
ones following you rather than the naughty ones. So yeah, good.
Exactly.
And I hope they drink coffee, because that's probably why they're doing
Get them
it.
fed,
Yeah,
keep them fed.
definitely.
Yeah, we'll see what
Well,
happens.
would you like to, so perhaps we should say where the practitioners can get a hold of, you know, you sample quite a lot. So if people want to try it, then where would they get a hold of that, or how would they buy it? What's the scoop?
Yeah, sure. So to try, just jump on our website, email us. So it's londonnootropics.com. You can message us via the contact form on the website, or our email is hello at londonnootropics.com. Just offer some samples to try. Now we're on the natural dispensary, so if you shop there, you get the practitioner discount. And we also sell on our own website as well. And also, if you have like retreats or workshops or clients that you want to sample to, we can send samples for whole heaps of things. So, yeah, we're more than happy to. We say spread the adaptogenic love. It's a bit cheesy, but that's what we say.
No, I think you definitely should. So,
Yeah.
well, that's brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Zane. You know, it's
Thanks,
always a
Faith.
pleasure to, you know, as I said, we were next door to each other for a few days at the fair, and it was fun,
Yeah.
and big queues around the block, as we started to say at the beginning of the call. And so you've got something going there. And thanks for your enthusiasm. Engaging with practitioners is the trick, and you really do that so nicely. And it's nice to have something in a way that's a little treaty. It's not so worthy nutrition, but it's got the benefit as well. So and everything to like. So thank you very
Love
much.
it. Thank you.